Pandemic lockdowns, were they worth it? I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. A study of the restrictive lockdowns ordered early in the pandemic says they were mostly ineffective.
Johns Hopkins has published an analysis of data from multiple studies of lockdown measures in the U.S. and Europe during the pandemic, and the authors have determined various restrictions on movement only reduced COVID mortality by an average of 0.2%, and more restrictive shelter-in-place orders reduce mortality by only 2.9%. The authors write, while this meta-analysis concludes that lockdowns have had little to no public health effects, they have imposed enormous economic and social costs where they have been adopted.
Fox's Jonathan Sarri, who reports the study's authors, say restrictive lockdowns should be rejected as pandemic policy. Millions of people are preparing to be locked in over the next couple of days from a big winter storm impacting from the Rockies to the Great Lakes.
People are already stocking up on those storm staples like shovels, ice scrapers, as well as bread and milk. Gas stations around the area have also been extremely busy with people filling up their snow blowers with gas as well as their vehicles.
Reporter Robin Murdoch at Fox 2 in Detroit, where the snow could pile up 15 inches deep by late Thursday. The funeral for slain New York City police officer Wilbert Mora will be held in the morning. His wake was held Tuesday.
Hundreds of police officers stood at attention on Fifth Avenue as the hearse carrying Officer Mora arrived at the steps of St. Patrick's Cathedral. His coffin draped with the NYPD flag. His family escorted inside. The public was invited to attend the wake, many wiping tears from their eyes.
Linda Schmidt of Fox 5 in New York. Another NYPD officer has been shot and wounded in the borough of Queens. He was off duty at the time. His injury said to be non-life-threatening. Two suspects have been arrested. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
In Ukraine, everyday citizens are preparing for what they fear is a pending Russian invasion.
Doctors, teachers, and students are picking up arms in Ukraine, training and preparing, not just for a Russian invasion, but the insurgency that could follow. But as Ukrainians brace themselves, world leaders continue discussing and talking while getting nowhere. Secretary Blinken spoke with Russian Foreign Minister Lavrov, telling his Russian counterpart that this would be the time to pull back Russian troops if Moscow was not intending to invade. But there was no constructive response, nor have the Russians replied to the U.S. letter that was sent last week. The administration claims it's not waiting and is prepared to punish Russian elites close to President Putin with asset freezes and travel bans if Russia enters Ukraine.
Fox's Benjamin Hall, the 15-year-old student, was shot and killed at a school in suburban Minneapolis on Tuesday. Another student critically injured. Police have arrested two suspects. In California, police say the man who they believe made violent threats that forced the closing of UCLA on Tuesday is a former lecturer at the school.
Documents show a UC professor in Irvine got a restraining order last year against 31-year-old Matthew Harris after he said he would hunt her and put bullets in her skull. He sent those messages to his own mother, who alerted the professor. Harris is accused of sending threatening emails Monday to people at UCLA, specifically in the philosophy department, where he'd previously been a postdoctoral lecturer. The emails included a video that threatened a mass shooting and an 800-page manifesto. UCLA canceled in-person classes Tuesday, and UC police notified Boulder police he was in their town. Boulder police arrested him after an hours-long standoff at his apartment. He'd tried to buy a gun in November in Colorado, but was denied due to a protective order that was filed against him. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The Washington football team and the NFL scheduled to announce its new name Wednesday, but signs have been spotted at FedEx Field that say Washington Commanders. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.